Chapter 30. Lost in the World Between Worlds. Vulcan. The Wraithbone statue shattered, fragments of its face and torso clattering across the ornate floor. These shards of blackened ivory steamed where they came to rest. What remained of the statue, little more than a pair of slender alien shins in revoltingly elegant boots, also steamed from the stumps of its knees. Vulcan turned in the silence of the spire-top chamber, but this time he didn't raise his hammer. Five destroyed statues were monuments to the futility of that gesture. On the other side of the chamber, Magnus stood unconcerned, looking over the impossible city in what Vulcan presumed was the direction of the Imperial dungeon. The immense figure spoke without bothering to regard him.
"Now is the moment that you ask. Why these tricks, Magnus? Why not just face me?"
Vulcan exhaled the breath he was going to use to speak those very words. There was a smile in Magnus's voice as he continued.
"Destiny is merciless to its victims. Even now, you misunderstand this moment you inhabit. You hold your tongue, believing you choose not to speak the words I predicted. Yet you fail to see, I gave my prediction only to prove I could render you silent. That is the power of prophecy, its manipulative potency. You have no agency here, little dragon. All you do here is play out the part apportioned to you."
Finally, Magnus turned. His mother-of-pearl wings rippled, and Vulcan was momentarily put in mind of Sanguinius. Everything resplendent about the angel was inwardly restrained. Sanguinius was a man almost ashamed of his ostentation and purity. Everything about this demon king was self-satisfied, charmed by its own capacity to preen.
"What now, Vulcan?"
The demon's face shifted from the one-eyed features of the brother Vulcan knew to the cyclopean monstrousness of what his brother had become. Shifting. Transmuting, always in flux.
"Now, let me tell you," Magnus interrupted. "You will say that you wish it had never come to this, that I had my chance with Father's final offer, and I failed at the last step. I see all of this in your eyes. They tell the tale in accordance with fate. Now your knuckles will tighten on the haft of that toy you carry. See? Now you will step forward with a heavy heart, believing that you must put me down like a wounded animal. See? And through all of this, you will still believe you might actually succeed, that you can finish me before I break the Emperor's shield."
In the seconds that followed, as Vulcan advanced, Magnus's crimson features curdled with amusement.
"Now, you are wondering if I am really here at all, or if you will just destroy yet another statue when you swing that hammer at me."
But Vulcan shook his head.
"Can you hear the arrogance frothing from your lips? Or does the creature in possession of your soul not even allow you that freedom?"
Magnus's laugh was a growl of a thing, deep in his throat. Vulcan risked another few steps closer.
"You were always a stultified creature, Vulcan. The dullest of all of us, defined by your paucity of imagination. I speak of destiny and agency, sharing with you my insights into creation. You sling tawdry insults in the misguided belief you can wound me with them. I am wasting my time, aren't I? Expecting you to understand this is no different from expecting a rock to grasp the principles of poetry."
Vulcan could feel the flow of energy in the air around him, the wispy, leeching sensation of Magnus's focus as the demon pulled at the metaphysical threads of the Emperor's distant shield.
"You're stalling," Vulcan said as he advanced. "And you are a poor impersonation of Magnus the Red."
The creature didn't stop smiling.
"I am Magnus the Red. You were, Vulcan allowed. Now you are his flaws and weaknesses, laid bare and swollen. My brother would never say these things. He would perhaps think them when he was most blinded by his own halo. Magnus was wreathed in a cloak of his own pride, and he could be vain while imagining himself humble. I will concede that. But he would never speak as you speak. My brother Magnus was many things, but he was rarely malicious and never petty. Before we end this, answer me one thing. Is there enough left of you in there to regret the deal you've struck?
He swung the hammer. Magnus was gone, if he'd ever been there at all. Vulcan could have pulled the blow, but to what end? He let it fall, pounding into the Wraithbone wall, smashing a hole that looked out over the maddening Eldari city. Then he turned again. Magnus was there, as Vulcan knew he would be. The demon crouched in the center of the chamber now, idly carving runic mandalas into the floor with its black claws.
Regret, said the Demon King.
Magnus ceased his scrawling, closing and opening his great talons. Vulcan heard the tendons flexing, the sound like the creaking sailworks of an old wooden ship. The oval eye in the middle of the demon's face was half-lidded in some mild, inhuman rapture.
I can create and destroy life through the manipulation of energies you cannot conceive. I am immortal, my enlightenment preserved for eternity. I can see through time. Regret has no place amidst this flow of endless revelation.
Once more Vulcan approached the thing that had been his brother. There was little else he could do. If this was Magnus's game, he had to play it.
Then there is not enough left of Magnus within you to regret this enslavement? A simple no would have sufficed.
He stopped several meters away, and Vulcan looked up at the demon, twice his height. He saw something that might have been aggravation flicker across the monster's features.
You are an insect, Vulcan. A creature so utterly blind to your insignificance that you cannot begin to comprehend your infinite irrelevance in the cosmic all. I am not here to argue with you, Magnus. I am here to kill you.
You will never understand.
Enough! Enough talk!
Vulcan ran for the Demon King, hurling his weapon ahead of him. Surprise flashed across the creature's face, and for a moment he saw Magnus, not as the preening demon, but bent backed with effort, chanting, weaving his claws through the air, conjuring arcane streams of light and sound. For the first time, Vulcan saw visible effort darkening Magnus's monstrous face. Vulcan had time to think,
I see you now. I see what you're really doing.
Before the vision was gone, and the confident demon lord retook its place. Erdrakul never struck Magnus. It collided with a wall of solid air, spinning harmlessly away. Vulcan tore it from the air as he reached the demon's towering form. He swung overhead, the joints of his armor straining in tune with his roar of effort. The blow landed. Magnus shattered into shards of red glass, a spill of jagged rubies tinkling across the floor. Vulcan ignored them, swinging again at where his brother had been. Shards popped beneath his crushing boots, bursting in little puffs of dust as he brought the hammer around. He hit nothing. He was fighting scarlet smoke, breathing in its ashy scent, swinging and missing, swinging and missing. He closed his eyes, listened for the creak of wings, and brought the hammer around again. The impact jarred him to his core, every bone in his body seeming to vibrate, but not for a moment did it stop him striking again and again and again. Sparks cascaded over both brothers as Vulcan beat against the kinetic barrier, each impact ringing with the mischimed resonance of a broken bell. The more he hammered the barrier, the more visible it became, first as a heat mirage ripple, then as a bruised red. And behind that straining barrier, the demon lord crouched and chanted. Magnus bared his teeth, his face wretched with hate.
I am done with you, little dragon.
Vulcan swung, and the world exploded in light. He didn't strike Wraithbone, nor demonic corpus, nor the kinetic barrier of his brother's will. His blow hit nothing, because there was nothing there. Vulcan staggered out into open, searing air. After the chill of the webway, his first gasp went down his throat like boiling water. His second breath tasted of volcanic ash. His third tasted of home.
I am still in the webway. I am there, not here. I cannot be here.
He stood beneath stars so familiar it hurt his heart to look at them. There on the horizon, above a ground of lava cracked black, was the spear of Mount Deathfire. He was on Nocturne. He was on his homeworld. Vulcan's boots pounded on Nocturne's infertile earth, throwing up sprays of gravel as he sprinted. He cried out Magnus's name to no avail. He swung at the empty air in case this was mere illusion, and once more he struck nothing at all.
Magnus!
He called to the horizon, to the stars.
Brother!
His sprint brought him to a chasm, one of the many nameless scars in Nocturne's hide. The heat of his world's heart breathed up from the split in its surface.
I am not here. I am in the webway. My intention determines my journey.
Vulcan stepped forward. Then he was falling, falling from fire into ice, falling through cold and gritty air that carried the lingering chemical tang of Phosphex. He hit the ground hard, rolling, clattering to a halt. He lay upon a bed of corpses, whose funeral shrouds were nothing more than the ceramite they'd been wearing when they were slain. Vulcan hauled himself to his feet, bringing his hammer up. Around him was an ocean of green and gold Crusade-era armor. All of it rent open, revealing annihilated black flesh. He was standing in a desert of his dead sons. Istvan.
The webway. I am in the webway.
He swung the hammer down, aiming the blow between the bodies of two slain salamanders. With three swings of Erdrakul, he pounded through the ground, and under the earth lay a void. Not the dark of space, not the seething tides of the warp, but a true void, the empty edges of an illusion. It was there, just beneath the ground's thin crust. He threw himself in, swinging his hammer before him. The blow slammed into a thick iron wall, its impact malforming the metal. Vulcan pulled the weapon from the ruptured wall, turning, knowing at once where he was. This was a place he still visited in the knifing memories that made up his dreams. This was the warship Nightfall, deep in its industrial guts, inside the maze constructed by his brother Kurz, Lord of the Eighth Legion. He'd been kept prisoner here, tortured to the beat of Kurz's mad whims. His skin crawled for a delirious moment. Had he ever left this labyrinth prison? Or had the whole war after Istvan been nothing but the misfiring of his tortured mind?
No. The webway. I am in the webway.
He swung at the wall again, blasting it apart, then at the wall behind that one, sundering it in kind. There again lay the void. From somewhere within it, he could hear Magnus chanting words in a tongue that bore no bond of Imperial Gothic. Vulcan charged into nothingness. There was no tower now. Vulcan emerged on a vast Wraithbone bridge, spanning an eternity of mist. He didn't know if the tower had ever been real, or one of Magnus's illusions, or the elemental symbolism of this alien realm. It didn't matter. He was here now.
And if this is another illusion?
No. This scene was so desperately lonely that it had to be real. The thing Magnus had become was capable of almost anything now. But pride ran through its veins and leaked from its pores. It would never willingly let itself be seen like this. Magnus was on his knees. His head was lowered, incantations mumbling through his slack fangs, his one eye squeezed closed and leaking blood from its edges. He knelt in the middle of the bridge, clawed fingers shaking as they painted spells upon the air, writing them in slashes of diseased light. Streams of psychic force threaded out from the demon's fingers, there and not there, connecting Magnus to his father through a bond Vulcan could never hope nor want to understand. He advanced on the kneeling figure, making no attempt at stealth. His footsteps sent humming, almost musical tremors through the wraithbone.
"This ends now, demon."
Magnus laughed at Vulcan's greeting, though it was a weak and weary effort.
"How bold you sound, throwing around a concept like now, as if you have any grasp of its meaning. Do you imagine you've made great haste to get here, little dragon? Time gusts down these passages in random breaths, and you have been wandering lost for longer than you know. The Palatine sector is a burning memory. Already our forces lay siege to the sanctum."
For the first time, unease spiked Vulcan's tone.
"You lie. Often, and with good reason."
Magnus's cracked teeth gleamed with saliva.
"But not here, and not now. Your precious defenders have been bleeding on that wall for a day and a night. Already the second dawn threatens to light the sky."
Vulcan took a breath. He regarded Magnus, here in the middle of never and nowhere, and tried not to think of the horrendous losses they must have sustained on the wall. An entire day, with their backs to the Eternity Gate. That many hours against inconceivable odds. Even some of Dawn's calculated predictions had seen the battlement falling swiftly on the first day. Hope kindled. Despite that grievous span of time, they held the wall, and the Emperor's will still kept the Neverborn back. To survive to face the second day meant the defenders had already worked miracles. Their defiance lifted his heart. Vulcan laughed. Magnus bristled.
"Amused by your own failure, little dragon?"
"No, by yours."
Vulcan gestured to the misty unplace around them.
"I have only now realized what should have been obvious. You're the one who is lost. That is why you are here, doing your malignant work at this distance, and not at the Webway portal itself. You cannot reach it, can you?"
"I can work my will against Father's, wheresoever I choose."
"But you could attack Father directly at the portal. You could force your way through and finish this. Instead, you lurk here, working your compromised magic."
Vulcan smiled, and it was no longer a question.
"You cannot find the portal to Father's throne room."
"This place will not let me find it."
The sorcerer's words had the bite of an unwelcome confession. It was one of the few times in Vulcan's life that he knew something his brother Magnus did not. This late in the day, it was no comfort whatsoever.
"The Webway reacts to intent. Your passage is determined by strength of focus and spirit. Malkador told me that."
"Malkador is a fool."
"Then why am I here, while you are lost?"
Vulcan tilted his head, his red eyes devoid of mercy.
"You once shattered this realm as you tore your way through it. You know how to break it. But that does not make you its master. It defies you harder now, because you are enthralled to the powers this dimension was created to thwart."
Magnus snarled at him.
"Let me tell you..."
"You will say nothing I need to hear, and you know nothing I want to know. You are sentenced to death, Magnus. I will not let you bring down Father's shield."
Magnus stared at him, lips peeling back from mother-of-pearl teeth. Amusement lit his single, swollen eye.
Then you should have killed me hours ago.